Discover the significance of our toes and the insights they offer into our destiny, our relationships, prosperity, and internal growth. Bring your feet for a deep dive with Master Toe Reader, Jamie Allen Bishop. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Exploring the Mystical Side of Life with your host, Linda Lang.
Hi, this is Linda Lang from ThoughtChange.com. We are exploring the mystical side of life once again this week. If you enjoy our conversations, remember to subscribe, share with a friend. Today, I have Jamie Allen Bishop with me. Jamie is a mindset coach and a master toe reader. Welcome, Jamie.
So excited to be here. Thank you for having me, Linda.
You are the first toe reader I've come across in my exploration, so I am so excited to hear what messages our toes bring.
That's fantastic, and I'm kind of surprised. It's been an official coursework at the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts for close to 20 years. And I know hundreds, if not thousands, of people have gone through the coursework. The master level coursework always surprised me, so I want to share that. My MA degree, my Master of Arts degree, was 180 hours. My Master of Toe Reader certification was 120 hours. So not completely different in the grand scheme of life.
I can't imagine the kind of information we can garner about ourselves through our toes. Is it something like hand reading where you do the prints, or is it more the physiology of the foot?
It is the physiology of the foot that we are looking at. There's also a bit of intuition that comes into it, or intuitive guidance. When a toe reader is doing a genuine in-person toe reading, the person receiving the reading is sitting in a chair and their feet are comfortably placed in front of them. The toe reader is sitting, you know, crisscross applesauce on the floor and reading and, you know, connecting with the toes. There does not have to be touching involved, although I have a tendency to ask if I can touch because I feel a very, you know, profound connection to that. And that intuition kicks in instantly when I touch. So just touching the feet can bring up all kinds of information intuitively when we tap into that side of our soul. And the toes themselves actually share the stories that we're holding in our DNA, literally in our DNA.
Do you have to do a toe reading in person, or have you found a way to do it online?
I have found a way to do it online, and it is a very cool experience to be in person, but it is also incredibly informative to do it via a photograph. In the virtual setting, we have our clients send us a picture of their toes from that seated position, from, you know, straight down, they're taking a picture of their toes, and we provide information based on what we see. And also what we tap into. Our souls are so easily connected with each other when we just allow ourselves to be connected. So when somebody gives us permission to read their feet, they are giving us permission to access some of the information, some of the guides that they may have present.
Can you give us a little information about our foot that we could maybe have a look at our own foot and decipher a little bit of the mystery that's encoded in there?
Absolutely. I would be honored to. The big toe represents the big picture in our lives. It's about our destiny, our purpose, how we're fulfilling life in this particular meat suit or body that we're carrying with us. The second toe, or the pointer toe, you know, if I'm relating these to the hands, just because I can visually show you, the thumb is the big toe. The pointer finger is the toe next to the big toe. That toe is all about communication, creativity, analytical side. That shows up how we're connecting almost in that verbal sense, okay? The middle toe or finger shows us our temperament. So it's no mistake that we use that particular finger when we get angry at drivers. So the middle toe itself does that action and temperament. So temperament first, action second. The ring finger toe is all about rings. It's all about our relationships. It's all about how we connect to ourselves and others. And then the baby toe, the pinky toe, is the only one that's different from foot to foot. One piece of information that you need to know about toe reading is that we have an internal self side and we have an external self side. It very much goes with that idea of yin and yang. So that yang side is that external side. Typically in our society today, it is right-handed folks, although we're finding a lot more left-handed folks as we, I think, evolve, quite frankly. But that left side is all about our yin side or our internal self side. So as such, the toes represent the external side and the internal side. So that internal big picture versus the external big picture.
If a person is left-handed, does that make a difference to what the right foot and left foot mean?
It can. Most of the time, and I'm not sure if that's changed in the last, let's say, 5 years or so, because there's been such drastic changes in society at large, but the vast majority of people are right-handed and true right-handed. Some people write with their left hand and maybe swing a bat or hit a golf club with their right hand. That would still be considered a right-handed person. The yang foot would still be the right foot. So when I do readings, when I have my staff do readings, they are reading as if the right foot is the yang self side. But every once in a while, and we do mention this at the beginning, every once in a while, we know somebody or we are that somebody where it's crisscrossed.
What kind of things would we look for looking at our own toes? I mean, the thing that comes to my mind is, you know, some people have a longer second toe than a big toe.
That's an interesting question because the genetics definitely play a role in how we're showing up. And culturally and societally, what is significant for us. So for example, a culture that's going to value an analytical side or a very practical side or very, very direct communication side is going to have a longer pointer toe. Interestingly enough, the thing that people are the most concerned about in life in general as humans is our relationships. And so a lot of people come saying either career or relationships, both in my personal opinion and how I've experienced it, is in that ring finger toe, that second to last toe. That toe tells me so much about how somebody is showing up on this planet and where the dynamics of their life might use some tweaking.
So what kind of things do you look for?
So for example, in the ideal scenario, our toes come straight off our foot. They're straight, they're up, the toenails are straight up, which is, you know, looking to source for information, the nails being the windows of our vision for that specific subject. And callusing is a big deal. It's a little bit of protection maybe, or if it's red, maybe it's boiling to the surface, or if it's inflamed, or it, you know, has any kind of coating to it, like a blister of some kind over it. The callusing, it has a tendency to mean protection. Dry skin has a tendency to mean that they don't feel particularly supported in life, especially when it ends up on the heels. And because of where the heels end up on the hologram of the body, that will instantly affect our hips. So when we have dry heels, this is a piece of advice or wisdom based on what I have learned over the almost 20 years of doing this. Look at the support in your life. And if you're not in a place of feeling supported, I definitely welcome you to go take a class doing something you love. Do something where you're getting outside of your normal social circle to go meet people doing things that they love doing also. And you'll automatically find a beautiful support system in that.
So when you make changes in your outer life, will that make a change to your foot?
It absolutely does, and almost instantly.
Instantly.
Almost instantly. In fact, sometimes instantly, because it can be just that piece of information that switches something completely drastic in how we're envisioning our entire existence. And it literally can change our DNA in that moment, right that second. And I see it show up in the toes. Want me to give you an example?
Sure.
One time I was sitting with a woman who had this big, deep, so the big, deep valley, the big line that goes maybe across the foot. Sometimes those lines, they can represent several different things. It depends on who you're sitting with. And that's where the intuition comes into play. But this particular woman went through something at a very specific time in life. And just by touching that area, I was able to get the hit on where, when, maybe her age, perhaps the person involved in something very dramatic for her, traumatic even, right? And in that moment, the awareness of this trauma is one thing. We may or may not know the traumas that we're up against. If we know them, great. It's how we're dealing with them from that point forward. If we don't know them, bringing them to the surface can be very scary because we don't know how we're going to react to them, right? In this particular case, I was sitting there. I said, I'm thinking of you at 10. You know, I don't want to get into the story itself. But when the awareness came, I said, what if you thought of it in this way? What if you looked at it from this perspective? And it was in that moment that she went, oh my gosh, I never in a million years would have thought about it that way. And it literally completely changed her toe. Her toe became instantly smooth. The crease was no longer there. It was no longer something that had affected her soul in the way that it had before the toe reading. And then I received confirmation later, about 6 months later, that her entire life changed for the better in just recognizing that the story didn't have to be what she was telling herself.
What about breaking a toe? You know, that's a temporary thing that some people deal with in their life.
For anybody who is a tarot card reader, you can probably relate the broken toe to the death card. It's a breaking of one pattern of behavior and moving into a new pattern of behavior, hopefully. The breaking of the toe is a very interesting thing because oftentimes people who break a toe will break the same toe multiple times. And it's because that pattern of behavior, it's kind of like the universe giving us a slap across the face saying, wake up, something's got to change. Wake up, we need to make this happen. Yeah, so it's kind of that in your face way of saying, either you're done with this, let's go get something different, or wake up, you need to be aware, this is not serving you.
And so I guess it would depend on which toe you broke, where that message lies.
And where on the toe might also be a consideration. Because one of the things is that if we divide our toes down the middle or down lengthwise, right? One side is the past and one side is the future. And then the middle is the present, which is why when I say the ideal scenario, all of our toes are straight off the foot, straight up to the sky. And there's just the tiniest bit of space between each of them. Okay, not too much space. If there's too much space, then we get a little disconnected, right? But when there is just the right amount of space between each toe, we have a really organized experience. We have a very practical experience. And we have an experience where we are willing and able to receive a lot of the information that we need to receive in order to make very wise decisions. We're in the human experience. We have to be here on this planet and have some practicality to how we show up and where we're going with life.
We have a body for a reason, right?
Exactly.
A lot of people have bunions. Maybe you could tell us what they mean and maybe the difference between if they're on a right foot or a left foot.
In the scenario where the right foot is the yang foot and the left foot is the yin foot, that's how we're showing up in the world around us versus how we view ourselves or our future or our basically reason for being. My very first toe reading class was with a podiatrist in the area. She said that in podiatry, the standard operating procedures have a 65 to 70% success rate. So after her master level toe reading certification, her success rate went up to 95%. So I tell you that to tell you this. When we have the bunion, and the bunion is, let's say, when it pushes our toe in a different direction, and generally it's pushing it toward the future, right? It means that we're off base, we're off track, we're not walking our aligned, destined path. It means that on the right side, it might mean that we're people pleasing for everybody else. We're living our life to, you know, maybe to seek the praise or the we're good enough thing from others outside of ourselves. When it's on the left foot, it's about our own approval of ourselves, how we're showing up, how we're walking.
And of course, it could be both, right? It could be both feet.
Most of the time it is. If you're internally good with who you are and you are off track in the world, then you're basically just lying to everybody around you. And that doesn't seem like it would bode well with your spirit, right? So there's only so long that you can do that before your body would literally get sick. And I actually had a bunion when I first started to reading. I had the beginnings of one. I was in my 30s. I was in master's school. I was getting a degree that I knew I wasn't going to use, but I was paying all this money to get it. So I had to finish, right? At least in my mind. And so in finding the toe reading, thank goodness I found it when I did, because it was early on in that bunion forming. And so that awareness of being off track and of being more aware of what brings me joy.
What about our little baby toe? You know, some people maybe have very tiny, tiny fingernails, or maybe that toe kind of twists in a little bit towards the toe beside it.
The baby toe, the only one that's different from foot to foot. So on the right foot, it's about our prosperity and our abundance in life. And on our left foot, it's about our trust and our faith. So guess what? If we don't have faith and trust, we really struggle with that prosperity and abundance almost always. There's a reason why people who attend church have a tendency to be more successful. Because they have faith. Their faith is so beautifully aligned with what they expect to receive in the world that they end up getting it. Those of us who are not particularly fond of attending church, we need to find something. We need to find a way to connect with God or source energy or universe, whatever you want to call it. We have to find a way to connect to that golden being within us of truth and light and love. That is the source of faith. And that source will always lead you to prosperity and abundance.
And that's in your baby toe.
That's in your baby toe. So it's very revealing. The richest person in the world could sit in front of me, and if their baby toe is bent or crooked or doesn't have a beautifully large toenail, I'm wondering about how truly wealthy they are. And when I say wealth, I'm not necessarily just talking about money. That's only one tiny aspect of being wealthy.
I wonder sometimes if we all have faith, but what we put our faith in is different, you know, like instead of faith in good or what's possible or the highest possible focus we can have, you know, some people put their faith in the worst side of humanity.
It's so true, on the nose.
What about toenail fungus?
Great question. So toenail fungus, when it comes down to it, the fungus that comes on the feet is all about what is infecting us. And when I say us, I'm talking about our soul. If you have fungus and you got it from the gym or you got it from the locker room or you got it from who knows, it doesn't even matter where it came from. And we can be infected by places and things around us, right? But ultimately speaking, what it ends up coming down to is what are we asking ourselves about where we're at? What is infecting us? What does not serve us in the highest purpose path? Because the toes tell tales. They are there for us to map. It's like our own little soul's map, and the journey that we choose to take with it matters. And all of it shows up there. It's like the story of your soul is imprinted in your feet.
Are warts similar because it's a virus, right?
It is, but here's what's interesting, is a wart is affecting one very specific point. So as with any other modality in the, you know, holistic healing industry, chakras get involved. So where that wart is on your foot matters. So for example, if these are my toes, this is the ball of my foot, this is the heel of my foot. Okay, I'm just using my hand as a guide. The center of my foot, or the pad of my foot, is going to be divided into chakras. And it's going to be divided into chakras this way as well. So I'll tell you a story. When I was about 9 years old, I had a plantar wart right there. And we happened to be at a baseball game. We happened to be sitting next to a Native American man who was, in hindsight, obviously a shaman. And he said to my dad, have her eat six, very specifically six, no more, no less, raw almonds every day for 6 weeks. And it will go away. And my dad said, but why? And he said, well, we could get down to the science of the oils in it will release the toxins. Or we could visit this idea that this little girl has a heart-centered ailment. And it's a heart-centered disease or virus. I mean, literally, it was just my dad giving me six almonds a day. It filled my soul with such joy that he spent that time to make sure that I got what I needed. After 3 weeks, it was already gone.
So, Jamie, what happens if someone like really injures a toe or has that toe amputated?
The body hologram doesn't ever change. The physical manifestations of our bodies might change, but the body hologram never changes. So for example, I have a diabetic family member who had to have their communication toe, their internal communication toe removed. And all the other toes, of course, you know, adjust and kind of like close in. So it's not surprising that it takes more effort for him to communicate. It takes more effort for him to be not honest, but well, maybe that is the right word, because it's not about wanting to lie. It's not about wanting to mislead. It's about the fact that the other two pieces of the puzzle, the big picture and the action, are kind of literally, they've closed in on where the hologram of that toe is. So they're almost stifling it. So his significant other, I've made some progress with her to help her understand that there is a physical manifestation of him suppressing his internal communication. So we, as the supporters of our significant others, need to help them become aware of when they're doing things, how they're doing things, and then they can go within and adjust it accordingly. But lovingly, kindly, gently, because it's not really their fault that they've lost a digit. During my coursework, one of the stories that was told was a woman who had a missing big toe off of her right foot. So her destined path, her destiny was altered, right? And it's also about, when we remove that digit, it's about altering how we're showing up.
What a metaphor, because it's going to alter how you stand, how you walk, how you move forward in life.
Absolutely. In the hologram of the body, palms are the past, ears are the future, and feet are the present, which is why they can shift in the moment. So the story of this woman who lost her digit was that she was somebody in the Middle East who was a speaker for women's rights. She was kept under lock and key and literally had her foot chained, and she was scheduled for execution for voicing her opinion. See, we in America and Canada, we just cannot even fathom that life, right? While she was there, she decided that she was not going to die, that she needs to live. She needs to continue her mission to inform and help shift the society. And she took the cuff off, but in order to do so, she had to cut her own toe off. So her destiny was to be martyred, basically. And she said, nope, not taking it. I'm here to fight. I'm here to continue my mission and continue to voice my opinion.
What a story.
We can change our destined path, and it's not always a bad thing.
Are there any other like really common things that you see in people's feet?
The most common thing that I see is that the ring finger toe and the baby toe are A, very, very close together. Almost always they're very close together. And sometimes even the baby toe is underneath, and sometimes the ring finger is turned to the side, all those kind of things. But either way, it's that joined behavior of the baby toe and the ring finger toe. What that might signify is codependency, a lack of independence, a lack of belief in ourselves. And it doesn't matter whether it's in society or internally. Either way, we're lacking faith in our relationship in order to be successful in our external relationships. So if people are challenged by, let's say, career paths, they're challenged in relationships. They may, you know, be stuck in whatever scenario that they're in, or feel stuck in whatever scenario they're in. The best advice, or the question, I think, you know, and let me just say this, toe reading isn't about telling you what to do. It's about suggesting a question so that you can come to your own conclusions about what you believe to be true for you. So it's not just about me saying, you know, hey, I see this. Hey, I see this. Oh, we definitely need to shift that. No. It's not for me to shift. It's for you to shift as the recipient of the toe reading. But what we would maybe do is, how are your relationships, if it's internal self, like let's just say, how is your relationship with yourself? Almost always people will instantly start crying. Just to even think about that question in our lives can help us release some of the drama around it. Because the idea that we don't fully love ourselves, we've got to shift that, people. Every single person is magic. Every single person brings their own unique recipe of beauty to this world.
I would think that there are a lot of people that don't even consider that they have a relationship with themselves, or that that is even a thing, that a relationship is something with someone or something else.
And I think the light workers of the world are here to shift that. You know, we have been shamed for so many centuries around the false god or being selfish or, you know, looking within. So when we're taking back our control and we're centering ourselves and we're truly going within, that is God. That is where that light source energy exists.
It's incredible what's in your feet. Really, really. Thank you so much, Jamie, for being my guest and enlightening us to tidbits of information that we can look at our own feet and see what messages are there. If people want to learn more about toe reading, where can we send them?
We have a map that is free. So if you would like the map, definitely visit soulheartentertainment.com. That's SOULHEART, entertainment spelled out, .com.
Well, because it could have been SOLE, right?
Could have been. It's not a mistake that our feet are referred to as the soul.
I'm happy to report that my toes are pretty good. The only thing I'd really say about them is that they're like really long. They're like little fingers almost.
So that gets into archetypes, in the archetype of our experience here on Earth. Our toes will tell us what archetype we fit into easiest, what we're meant to be here on Earth. And the long toes are the high priestess or the medicine woman.
Doesn't surprise me.
Me either.
Well, I do find it very, very fascinating. So thank you again for being my guest, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
And thank you for listening to this week's edition of Exploring the Mystical Side of Life. You will find all of our conversations on YouTube, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio. Come visit me at thoughtchange.com. Pick up your copy of Learning to Listen. While you're there, check out my program, Alchemy from the Inside Out. You'll experience a little magic in your life too. That's it for this week. We'll see you again next time. Bye for now.